When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is hardly unique to our job, because everyone works with two types of people. Folks who make messes and folks who won't stand for it. And it's those two people we need to talk about, because no one wants to walk into a disgusting bathroom at work. But someone is here to argue that the person who thinks they're making it better is actually the more annoying person.
Yeah. I appreciate what they're doing.
No, you don't, because you're being a dick about it.
Well, they're kind of being a dick about it.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Kimmy in the big girl chair. Terrible Time Timmy behind the board with us today. Thanks again for coming, buddy.
Sure thing.
Tommy's still off visiting family. He'll be back soon. So on Thursday, we came into work here at our studios in High Falls. And if you walked into the bathroom, you saw a sign. And I'm going to read this laminated sign.
Posted
in the bathroom. There's like five of these in every single
bathroom.
You
can't miss it. If you miss one, you're going to see three more.
So the sign says, quote, "This restroom is a shared space. Out of respect for your coworkers, please use the facilities properly. Dispose of waste appropriately. Leave the area as clean as you found it. Thank you for helping keep our workforce clean and comfortable for all." So before we get into the actual issue, I assume these signs were put up because of what guys were doing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right? Turns out that's not the case. It's the women's bathroom that was so disgusting these signs had to go up. That's what we were told.
Well, yeah. There was something that I guess happened over the weekend or something. A big mess was made over the weekend, put it that way.
Why are you women so gross in your bathrooms?
I'm convinced somebody's using that bathroom. A dude is using that bathroom over the weekend.
Okay.
Because there's no women here over the weekend.
Timmy.
Yo.
Everyone you talk
Timmy's
to.
Here over the weekend. He would know.
Timmy, are you taking dumps in the women's room?
I would never.
Okay, thank you.
To expect or think that I would do such a thing is disrespectful.
Timmy, if you know anyone that's a
guilty person would say.
If you know someone that works in the bar restaurant industry, they will always tell you that the women's bathroom is far more disgusting than the men's bathroom.
No, don't get me wrong. We work with some slobs.
Slob women.
Oh, yeah.
How do you mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so for instance, usually the kitchen mess upstairs I know is caused by one or two individuals.
Who are we talking about?
I think you know this person.
I would like you to guess who I'm talking about.
There
is no way I am going to call a woman a slob into a microphone, but you, it seems like, are a little comfortable with it.
Well, who's just some people that don't clean up after themselves.
Who's a lady
that
slob?
May or may not have made some smoothies upstairs and not wiped down the counter afterwards.
So Breezy's a slob.
I don't know if it's Breezy. It could be.
Are you saying into a microphone that you believe Breezy is causing?
I don't know if Breezy's the bathroom slob, but I do know she was at one point the kitchen slob.
Okay. So here's the thing. We have not been able to figure out over the last 3 days who has made the bathroom signs. And we've been using our break room detective agency skills to narrow down the suspects because, Kimmy, we were trying to come up with the most neurotic people.
Yeah.
Then we had to narrow it down to the folks who had no problem telling you what you're doing is wrong.
Sure. But that person wouldn't leave a sign. They would put their name on an email and send it out to everybody.
Okay.
Like, the person that left the sign did not want to be known as the person that left the sign.
I get what you're saying. You did have one little clue that narrows it down.
Whoever knows where where we can laminate things, because I don't know where that is in the building. I didn't even know we had one.
So they have to have access to a laminating machine.
Yeah.
All right. And the reason Kimmy wants to find out who made the signs, Timmy, I would argue the person who made the mess is a dick here. Is that a fair argument?
You can make that argument.
Okay.
I think I'm team sign dick, though.
Kimmy, wait, both of you guys think that the person who makes the sign is the bigger dick
a
than the
sign
mess?
What are we
making
a sign for? We're adults.
I mean, a sign has never made anybody clean up after themselves.
Okay.
It may work temporarily, but once you get used to that sign being there, everything's going to go back to being a mess.
Okay. It makes me want to make a mess.
Why does it make you want to make a mess?
I don't need to be told to clean up after myself. I'm going to clean up after myself. If you tell me to clean up after myself, I'm not going to do it.
No, but apparently somebody does need to be told to clean up after themselves because they're not cleaning up after themselves.
But the person that made the sign is only going to get more angry when people ignore the sign. It's a losing battle. And I do appreciate them making an effort.
Apparently you don't, because you called them a dick.
I think they are a dick, okay. But I appreciate their effort and trying to get people to clean up after themselves, which is just a losing battle. It's not going to work.
You cannot use the words appreciate and dick
in the same
thing. I
can appreciate a jerk who wants to make the office better.
By the way, I love how you're realizing now that we still don't know who the sign maker is. Yeah. And you're calling them a dick, so you're trying to change the narrative. Because someone's going to walk in here potentially today or tomorrow
say it was
and be like,
me. Yeah.
I'm the dick. Am I a dick? Call me a dick to my face, Kimmy.
I don't think the person that wrote those signs is going to admit that they were the sign leaver. They went out of their way to do it when nobody was around.
Would you rather them come face to face to everybody and say, "I would like you to stop"?
I can appreciate somebody that puts their name to something like that.
Would it have just said management? What do we got here? Like, who one laminates the sign? Two, where do you put it to where all of us get to see it? And then what are we doing once it's there? Like, we just stare at it, take a picture of it, talk about it.
You guys are overcomplicating this a ton. They're just asking you not to take a dump on the floor in the bathroom.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to ask people
place,
to do that.
I mean, that's a whole different thing.
All right.
A sign isn't going to fix that either.
Because everybody that makes the mess thinks they're doing it anonymously. So they obviously don't care enough that they were leaving a mess in the first place. So why would the sign make them change?
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I asked this question to the audience. The bigger dick is, A, the person who makes the mess, or B, the person who makes the sign to stop the mess? Because I know this is a common thing in every workplace, not only in the greater Rochester area, across America. So then I have a question for you two.
Mm-hmm.
If making the sign is not the way to go about it, and you want the mess to stop, what do you do?
I don't know. I think it's a losing battle.
Okay, no, but you can't
I don't think there's anything you can do. If a coworker is messy, if you work with sloppy people, that is probably just how they live their life.
Okay.
I don't know if you can change those habits. Maybe it works temporarily. I don't think it lasts forever.
You cannot sit here and say, you're a dick for the sign,
mm-hmm.
and I have no other ideas. Those are not two things you can say.
I just think you're wasting your time making a sign.
Okay. You're not bothered by the grossness of the bathroom.
I am, but it's been that way since I've worked here.
Timmy?
Yo.
If the sign doesn't work and you need to stop the mess, what do you do instead?
Ideally, you find the source of the mess and say, hey, can you maybe tone it down a notch?
How do you do that in a bathroom?
If you're in here enough throughout the week, you kind of know who's in and out.
Like, we do. We're here.
You can narrow it down.
We're not doing bathroom security, but yeah, like you know when something is left differently than you went in. And so you can find a way to, and maybe not make it a whole office thing. Like, hey, pick up after yourself. Don't make it a scene.
So your solution is to send someone into the bathroom at all times. By the way, if there's someone in the bathroom.
No, opposite of bathroom security, but like a one-on-one. Like if you're the sign person, if the sign is the source of one person, not a collective of complaints, then you find the source of the complaint, the reason that you're complaining, and one-on-one it. Don't make it a whole office scene. We don't need drama. What are we doing drama
okay,
for?
Okay, obviously, if you do, I hate you guys so much.
What?
You guys are the stupidest take
I've
ever
heard.
By
the way, I feel like you're arguing for sign person, but you are kind of the messy person.
No, I am a messy person. You're right. But, like, I'm not
like, if somebody came in here, put a sign on the door, said, Pat Duffy, please clean up your dirty workspace.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't think that person was a dick?
This is a private space. It's a different
thing.
So
is the bathroom.
No. I'm saying this is a private space just for me. Like, this is my area. If I can live in
it. But you don't own that stuff. That's company property.
Oh, do you hear yourself?
Spitting all over and whatever happens over there. I mean, even our engineer, Derek, came in and was like, what is going on? He couldn't even figure out the layer of filth on your desk.
See, you're being sign guy.
That's his desk, though.
Thank you. That's my point. She's being
sign guy. Whose side are you on?
She argues against sign guy and then makes all of the sign guy arguments.
No, I...
Are you sign guy?
I am not sign guy.
This is what someone who made a sign would do to try and throw us off the set that she's sign guy.
I am not sign guy. I am not that proactive.
252 WCMF. Somebody made a massive mess in the women's bathroom at some point last week, and because of that, someone else got very upset. Anonymously posted these laminated signs. I will read you the sign again. There's like six of them in every single bathroom in our company here. It says, the restroom is a shared space. Out of respect for your coworkers, please use the facilities properly. Dispose of waste appropriately. Leave the area as clean as you found it. Thank you for helping our workplace be clean and comfortable for all. And I go, okay, that makes sense. And Kimmy, for some reason, is more pissed at the person who made the sign than the person making the mess.
I'm really not pissed at that person. Like, I get the intent behind you're just trying to make it a little bit cleaner, a little bit more enjoyable for people. I just don't think it works. I think it's a waste of your time.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Morning.
How are you doing?
So a long time ago, I used to work for a law firm. And at some point, a sign went up in the bathrooms asking people to please not flush the newspaper.
Wait, what?
That's very specific.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I'm team Kimmy on this one, because, dude, why are you putting up a sign to not flush the newspaper? Shouldn't that be a given?
I do have a question.
Did they stop flushing newspapers, whoever the person was?
No.
Yeah.
No, they did not.
I'm gonna flush these papers even harder now. No, but like, you're right. Eric, you're right. You should not have to make a sign saying don't flush a newspaper. But somebody did flush the newspaper, so you now
have to. But they didn't stop, to his point, despite your sign. I think you're only angering yourself by putting up the sign because nobody's gonna listen to it and it's gonna make you more angry.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Eric. So what do you do instead then? What's the plan?
Sorry, what?
What do you do instead? You don't put the sign up. What do you do instead to stop the dirt and the mess and the newspapers in the toilet?
In a law firm, there's nothing you can do. Nobody pays attention to anything anybody says.
Eric, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. There goes newspaper flushing Eric.
I do feel bad because there's a third person in the mix, and it's the person that cleans up everybody's stuff.
Mm-hmm. You don't want that person to have things easier for them?
I do, but sign person didn't create a better environment for that, the cleaner.
Well, Nick brings up an interesting theory here. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says the cleaning guy made the sign. Whoever cleaned it is pissed, made the sign, makes the mess. Whoever makes the mess is the dick. I agree with him because you're here going, like, hey, you know what? There's someone here to clean it. Let those people get on their hands and knees and clean up dumps on the floor. Not my problem. I just don't want to read a sign. I'm Kimmy, who's offended by signs. You sound like your dad.
I'm not offended by signs.
I don't want to say a sign.
I worry sometimes when I see those signs, depending on who you work with, that it just makes it worse.
Okay. We're also, before we go back to the phones here, talking about this mess in the women's bathroom that led to these signs that has pissed Kimmy off. There are a lot of people on Instagram that are theorizing you took a dump on the floor.
I took a dump on the floor? Yes.
Lots of people are saying Kimmy was the one that took a dump on the floor.
That would be very difficult in our bathroom.
I just, you know, thou I don't protesteth have my... too much for not have had taken a dump on the floor. That's Shakespeare, Timmy.
I was not the...
Talking awfully fast now, Kimmy.
Was there a dump on the floor? Is that
I
what
didn't
happened?
Put it there. What are you looking at me for?
No, I'm asking. Is that why they put up the sign?
Was there a dump on the floor? What happened? I don't even know what happened.
I just take a dump on the floor.
Sign? Is it's a sign personally offensive to you?
On account of your dump on the floor?
No, I'm not as offended by the sign as some people in the building. And I think the people that are most offended are the ones leaving things on the floor.
Now she's deflecting.
Somebody ran in the room.
She's deflecting, Timmy.
I didn't take a dump on the floor. Somebody ran in the room and told us how the signs were litter. That's how upset she was with the signs.
No, but it's all the same type of person. It's all you, like, you know, young people. All you people that are like a year younger than me that are like, it's you, Breezy, and Timmy are the ones that are offended by the sign.
I think it makes things worse. I think the messiest people are going to see that sign and say, F you, I'm doing what I want.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We'll get back to Instagram messages in a second. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, guy. Hey, I work in a school. This has changed the subject from adults to kids. Mm-hmm. The boys never clean up their mess, but the girls do. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird because we just found out Kimmy took a dump
on the floor.
Yeah, the girls are a lot cleaner than the guys. And then the guys are even locking the doors, and I got to crawl under and unlock them.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
All right, but Steve, let me ask you a question. Let's say you put up a sign to get the kids to quit doing stuff, and Kimmy comes in and be like, you're being a dick, you're a dick. What is Kimmy right that the sign guy is the dick more than the mess maker?
Well, I don't know about that, but there's no signs in the boys' room, but there's a sign in the girls' room.
Because the guys keep wiping themselves with the signs and flushing them, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Steve, good luck, buddy. Keep fighting the good fight. See, that's the guy who you're calling a dick.
Poor Steve didn't leave a sign.
He said there's signs. He said
he didn't say he left it, though.
Okay. Instagram message coming in. Connor writes us on Instagram.
Ooh, Connor.
Duffy at WCMF. We had a person a few years back that would smear their stuff on the toilets and the walls. No idea why, but they had to close the bathrooms and make them a single-person unit until they were caught. That would suck. One at a time.
Oh, so you could tell who was in and out?
Yeah.
That may be the solution here.
People are now sharing their own work signs that are showing up in the bathroom.
I've never worked at a place where there wasn't work sign person, like whether it's cleaning like the microwave, you know what I mean? Like there's always something that needs to be cleaned. Get your rotting stuff out of the fridge. Like it'll always exist.
Looks like a company down by the airport had to put out their bathroom. If you do not clean up after yourselves, I will be forced to lock the bathroom and you will need permission to use it. Aaron does write, if you have to yell on the radio, you didn't dump on the floor. You definitely.
Well, you were
on
yelling
floor
at me. No, I mean, you got that I dumped
loud
on the floor.
You got awfully loud about the whole floor dump. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to DJ. Hey, DJ, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well this morning. It's awful soggy out, but my question is, how does the timing work out when Tommy left for vacation and when the signs went up?
Are you saying Tommy went into the women's room and made?
I will say
the
bathroom has been awfully clean.
He could have left a present for you, put the sign up, and just got on his jet.
Did Kimmy offer to pay you to call up to deflect the fact that she took a dump on the floor?
Not yet, but I'm waiting. My Venmo's ready.
All right, DJ, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You were saying, I'm sorry.
Well, we do know Tommy doesn't use the downstairs bathroom, so.
And he's the cleanest of anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even if he did take a dump on the floor, I assume it would look like hamster, like three little pebbles, and that's it, right? Zach writes us, we'll wrap it up with this, because now we have a male-female bathroom dirty argument going on. He says, when I was in high school and would travel to other schools for sports, the girls' locker rooms were always 100 times worse than the guys. You women are gross.
And I don't know. Your bathrooms are pretty disgusting.
Okay. Well, we didn't have a sign. Our bathrooms were not the need for a sign.
You had a sign.
No, we have a sign, but the sign started in your bathroom because we all have signs because of your bathroom. That's what I was told.
All right.
That's what I was told.
Okay.
Kim. Let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
There are several reasons why Rochester is leading the state in this. And only one of them is something that is not embarrassing. Because there could be a bigger problem than us just having more accidents like this than anyone else. People that for some reason believe when this happens, it's the fault of the person who's driving. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Kimmy in the big girl chair, terrible time, Timmy, behind the board today. Thanks again for being here, buddy.
You betcha.
Tommy's still visiting family with his wife. He'll be back soon. We are celebrating Brighton graduate Ernie Clement Day.
Yes, you are.
Here in the break room
unofficial.
On CMF. Yep, your Toronto Blue Jays. Big win last night. Game 7, winner take all to go to the World Series. Ernie, who plays for the Blue Jays, big triple last night, Timmy.
And a double.
And a double. Triple and a double. And we, without knowing, Timmy and I both wore Ernie Clement yep. Blue Jays jerseys into the studio.
Might be the proudest thing I've ever done.
I've never been more ashamed of myself that we both wore the same thing, not knowing the other was going to wear. Okay, so, way to go, Ernie. Let's go win a Game 7 tonight and go to the World Series. CMF. All right. Did you know Monroe County leads New York State in deer collision accidents?
Yeah, we're always up there, right?
Yes.
Not number one, top three.
You got it. Last year, we had 1,431 deer collisions that were reported. That's out of 32,000 statewide. And it's not like Monroe County has the biggest human population in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even the biggest county in upstate New York, which would lead to why this is happening. So when you break down what could be the situation here, the reasons why, I believe there are three. One. We would have more deer than anywhere else in New York State?
That's kind of what I assume.
So they estimate that there are 1.2 million white-tailed deer statewide, but they don't break it down who has the most,
yeah.
Which I guess would be hard to do because they're always running around. Can I ask a stupid
question? They move around.
Well, they do. They got legs yeah. and everything. Stupid question.
What?
If a deer is born in Rochester, does it stay in Rochester? Or does it, like, can it go, like, how long would
yeah,
it
take? Yeah, like, how far do they travel throughout their lifetime?
Yeah. Like, if there's deer in Rochester today, could those be in Albany by, like, Wednesday?
I don't know. I kind of figured they, like, hang out in the same woods.
Why, though?
Like, this is my home now.
Why?
I live here. I don't know, that's where their family is.
Are you fan? I don't, what?
They're Italian deer. They got to live next to mom.
No, but I'm serious. I think we only assume that because of Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like, these deer could be just moving all over New York State all the time.
Maybe.
Because, like, the climate's the same anywhere you go in New York State, minus, like, up in the mountains.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just assume they kind of stayed in the same area.
Okay. So we could have more deer than anyone else. That could be the reason why we lead the state in this. Two, the other reason, our roads are stupid.
We have very wine. Like, I'm just thinking Irondequoit in general. Like, that's the area I think of when I think of deer accidents, because they have all those windy, woodsy roads, and I feel like it happens very often there.
Okay, so past that, because you do have Duran Eastman over there, it makes sense, right? There are a lot of rural roads in Monroe County that are connected to busier towns. Like, think like Henrietta, Penfield, parts of Greece. You could be on a two-lane rural road in the dark with woods on either side for like 5 or 10 miles,
right?
And you're still in like a populated town. And then comes the third reason, and this is the reason I've seen people arguing all weekend, that we in Monroe County are worse drivers than anyone else in New York State.
Yeah, I think that's the assumption when you see the rankings, especially throughout the state, because you think, to your point earlier, what's so different about Rochester and the roads in Rochester as opposed to like Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany? Mm-hmm. Like, why are we hitting more deer here?
All right, so let's talk about that last one. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How many people believe that if you hit a deer, it's because you're a bad driver? Timmy, do you believe this?
It's always the deer's fault.
Okay. How many deer have you hit?
One.
Okay.
Actually, no, the deer hit me.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Do you believe if you hit a deer, it's your own fault?
Oh, no.
How many deer have you hit?
I have hit zero deer.
Okay, you've never hit a deer. That's unique, because I assumed everyone that has...
I've come close.
Okay.
Come very close, but I got lucky, and I have not hit a deer.
So this came up like 2 weeks ago with my wife and I, because I hit a deer like five years ago around the corner from my house.
Very traumatic for you and your daughter.
My poor Stella, my poor 15-year-old, now she was in the front seat. We were going to hockey practice, and that thing got obliterated on her side of the car. Like, she screamed. So it was dark. It was snowing. I was not speeding. There was other traffic coming from the other direction, and the deer darted out in front of me. There was nothing I could do. I saw it last minute. So it was either veer into oncoming traffic or drive through this deer. And I always assumed that any deer accident, everyone thought, well, there was nothing you could do. But my wife told me 2 weeks ago that she believes I am a bad driver because I hit that deer. We were driving past deer, and she goes, oh, you didn't hit the, like, making a joke. And then she's like, well, yeah, you hit a deer.
You didn't scan the road properly, Pat.
I was infuriated that my wife would suggest that because I hit a deer, I am a bad driver.
Well, the thing is, unless she hits a deer, she's always going to have that thought.
Okay, but that's why maybe don't have that take, because there's a lot of deer around here.
Yeah.
And the road conditions are not normally great, Rochester, and it gets dark soon at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you're going to run around and be like, oh, if you hit a deer, you're a bad driver, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It is just a matter of time before you hit a deer.
Are we also one of the few upstate cities that have city deer because of High Falls?
Oh, good question.
Because there have been multiple times when I'm on my way to work in the morning and I see deer on State Street. And I have to think that's pretty rare.
That's a good question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, when I lived out in Winton, I would see them all the time because of the parks over there. Yeah, you're right. Like, city deer.
Yeah, which you're not expecting, which I would think would lead to more accidents.
But how many deer accidents happen, like, in the city of Rochester?
I don't know, but they're there. It's possible.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We in Monroe County lead the state in deer car accidents. We are slammed with Steve's today, and we are slammed with Eric's today. We have another Eric, 252-WCMF. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. What's up, second Eric?
Hey. Hey, so I think a lot of the reasons for the deer impacts in the city area and stuff in Monroe County is because you got a lot of tight communities. You have a lot of deer that are used to people, a lot of roads that the deer is all over. And honestly, a lot of people are feeding the deer in some of the neighborhoods. I know so many people that do.
Okay.
And that's part of the problem.
All right. I hear all that, but it's different here than it is in Buffalo or Syracuse or Albany?
Yeah, I think, do we have like larger park areas and everything in our area versus them, you think?
I mean, maybe Syracuse, but I don't know. Buffalo's got a ton of green space in their downtown and their surrounding communities.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with the Buffalo area. I just know, like, Duran Eastman and all that stuff like that has a huge, huge deer population. So, and I don't know, maybe it has to do with the fact that a lot of times you're not allowed to hunt, you know, inside the Monroe County area a lot of times with firearms and everything. It's kind of restricted in a lot of areas, so.
Okay, but Eric, all your information, good information. I do find it funny. Like, well, you know, I've never been other places, but maybe that's why we're so bad here. Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I can only say what I saw here, and it requires outside.
Are we more likely to feed deer here?
Why, though?
I don't know.
Why are
do we have more sympathy for deer
okay,
in Rochester? So we're putting them in danger.
So getting back to the whole, do deer stay in one place?
Yeah.
Rob writes us. Male deer are pushed away by their mothers and relocate outside their mother's travel area. It's Mother Nature's way of protecting against inbreeding so you don't bang your mom.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I do like the story.
I would hope you would like that story and you wouldn't want it the other way around, that Timmy's into incestual deer.
Okay.
What?
Although,
so that would mean that deer do stay in the area that they claim is home?
Yeah, okay. But like, what is that area?
Yeah.
Like, that could be a mile, 2 miles, 10 miles.
Well, we're even getting conflicting.
Fairport deer and Penfield deer?
We're even getting conflicting information there because somebody else writes us, Duffy and WCMF, deer typically stay within a mile radius of where they were born or a mile radius of where they bed. So they don't travel? So they are having sex with their moms?
Well, unless it's a male deer, then he gets pushed out.
Because of the, I don't know.
But then, yeah.
Do you often see, because, you know, the bucks have the big-ass horns,
yep.
Right? I'm going to start paying attention. Is there only, like, one buck with all the rest of the deer, or are there, like, multiple dudes with big horns hanging out together? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, do male deer hang out with each other?
Yeah. Is it, like, a happy hour situation? Or is it,
you know,
like,
what? Now that you say that, I don't know.
Or do they actually travel in, like, families?
Like, I feel like I only see, like, the female and the babies. I've never seen one.
Really?
With, like, the big. I mean, I have, but not often.
Hmm. You know, there are weird ways people will try and prevent themselves from hitting deer. Do you guys remember the deer whistles from years ago?
Yes.
So if you're not familiar with these things, they were little like plastic tabs that would stick on the hood of your car and wind would go through them and produce a whistle that apparently deer ran away from. But okay. I haven't seen those in years.
So it must not have worked, well, I'm guessing. Or they were just driving their neighbors nuts.
Well, no, because you can't hear it.
Oh, it's like a pitch.
It's high pitch.
Okay.
But like, I remember my grandpa had these on the front of his truck and he hit a deer.
Yeah.
But maybe he had them on backwards.
I guess you wouldn't know.
That was... God damn it, Kimmy.
Stupid joke. It's a dumb joke.
There are also, you are the worst co-host of all time. You are the worst co-host.
Well, guess
of all
what?
Time.
You got me for another day.
There are also people, I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Have you noticed people driving with their brights on now at all times?
I just thought that's because they weren't aware that they were on.
No, but that's been a recent phenomenon for me. Like in the last 2 or 3 years, it's driving me nuts.
Are you sure it's not just the car's regular lights?
Positive.
Because like, I've noticed that they're different. They're almost like a brighter hue something.
I get that there are headlights now that look brighter than they used to be. I'm telling you, I have seen this on East River Road a ton over the last like 3 or 4 years. People are now just like, I don't care about people coming and oncoming traffic. I'm just driving with my brights on.
So they're just willing to blind everybody?
Are those younger drivers that don't know the brights
rules? Could be. It's kind of like the people that don't know they're in the passing lane. Maybe there are some people that never learn that you're supposed to turn your brights on and off.
But there's a reason they turn off, right? Like, why would you... Why would the car's night lights not just be that bright all the time?
I don't know. It's foggy. You don't use them.
Have you guys seen?
I have not noticed
this, right?
That. No.
It's been a few years now, and I thought that it might have just been the design of the car or like the style of the light, but I don't know the answer to it, and it is very frustrating. Sometimes I do it back just to try to fit in. It does not go well.
You throw the brights on just to annoy them? Okay.
They probably don't care if they have theirs on.
Okay.
Then it gets super bright, and I can see.
Is there anything else we're missing? Like, Timmy, could you Google, like, ways to prevent deer strikes that aren't, like, slowing down? Because even when you're doing the speed limit, like, I was doing the speed limit when I blasted that deer. There was nothing I could do. Nothing I could do. And, like, I felt like an idiot. There is a shame in waiting for the cop to show up. Because, like, everyone knows what happened
here. Look at my mess.
But you have to, like, you feel like you have to explain why you were doing nothing wrong.
Yeah,
it just came
out of nowhere.
And the cop doesn't care. He just wants to take a report and get the hell out of there. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, tell you what happened. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Desiree. Hey, Desiree, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got for us?
So, two things. One, I work in Pittsburgh, like, just outside the village. Okay. And there are a ton of deer in the apartment complex area behind my job and across the street. There's just a lot of woodsy areas, and we have deer in our side yard and running across the street all the time.
A lot of deer for Desiree.
Yeah.
All right.
And
fun for you.
That's my report for today.
Thank you. Thank you, Desiree.
But also with the high beams, my car, I think it's like a 2020, and I can't turn the high beams on if it's too, like, bright out. They won't turn on.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of prevents you from.
Yeah, that's a common thing. Yeah. Well, but why would you need them?
Well, sometimes if you're in like a rural area, but there are lights, you still kind of want to have a little bit more brightness, okay. But they won't turn on.
Desiree, are you these people that are just leaving your high beams on at night? Are you one of these people?
No, it won't let me turn them on.
She's saying she can't.
Desiree,
even if she wanted to, she can't.
I just say no, but I mean, Desiree, Kimmy had a hard time admitting she took a dump on the
floor. I did not do that.
I get that these things are hard to admit to.
This is going to live with me forever.
No, I don't think I would call in if I was having a hard time admitting
that. Okay, all right. Were you the one that took the dump on the floor in our bathroom?
He's deflecting.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Desiree, tell the deer we said hello. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
There goes Desiree with the deer report.
I wish we could see based on not, like, if we could get a breakdown of Monroe County where it's happening the most.
Like, what towns?
Like, which towns, like, are more susceptible to it.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I see a ton of them in Henrietta, not to sound like Desiree, but yeah. You know, like, I mean, there are towns it does feel like there are more. Well, no, because you're right. Like,
I don't
know. You see
them
in the city, yeah. Too. Dave hits it on the head, I think. It's the urban sprawl that's got to be getting us, right?
Oh, people moving further and further out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they could have longer commutes. They're driving more in the dark. It's possible. I don't know why that wouldn't be happening in other places.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, because it's not like
Syracuse.
Vex Patriarch writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, deer hanging out on porches in Fairport, so they must stick around where they live. That's a government-subsidized deer porch. 252 WCMF, we in Monroe County lead New York State in deer car accidents. 1,431 deer collisions reported in Monroe County last year out of 32,000 statewide, and we're trying to figure out why us compared to other places. Karen's got a theory. She's on CMF. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Rob had it. The bucks travel outside. Their mom does push them out for the whole inbreeding thing.
Okay.
The females like stay pretty closer, but the bucks will travel in a bigger area, and you know, like, they're stupid. High beams don't make a difference. Don't use your high beams. They don't care.
Well, I think it's more just to see them.
I want to see them on the side of the road, Karen.
It's not to scare them away.
They're going to run into you anyway.
No, but if I see them, I can slow down more so I don't
run. If you see them in the distance.
Yeah, there's a deer over there.
You can. I'm just saying it definitely won't affect them. Like, you can see them if they're not jumping out of a bush.
Okay.
Which they like to do to me, but yeah.
Yeah, they just hide in a bush until Karen comes by.
It's Karen.
Listen, I live in the woods. It's not my fault, man.
No, I mean, deer are very petty. They'll sacrifice their own lives to make you look stupid, Karen.
They really will. They do.
Karen, thank you for the call. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
We're getting a lot of deer sex talk today.
Yeah.
Because Jordan writes us on Instagram, male deer try and tap as many does as possible from the middle of October till the start of December. Accidents with deer are more common now because the males are chasing females to breed. So it's a bunch of hoary dude deer that are causing all of these accidents. By the way, Eric writes, bumper whistles work. Then why'd they go away? I haven't seen one of those in years.
I do want to go back.
You don't put them on backwards.
To Karen's point.
Thank you.
Were there... Are there people that keep their high beams on because they think it scares off the deer?
Well,
maybe it could be one of those things, again, nobody's ever told you, or somebody told you that, so you just stuck with it your whole life.
Well, you'll see the people flash. I don't know if that's to get the deer to run away or because you're warning me there's deer coming.
I always assumed it was a warning or there's a cop ahead.
It does.
One or the other.
It does. Deer cop. It's banging his mom. It does astonish me that deer will stay in the middle of the road even if you lay the horn on. Like, how stupid are these? Mm-hmm. How did they
just freeze?
There are deer in every state in America. They just keep getting more and more plentiful, and they might be the stupidest animals on the planet. Mm. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, what other, any other animal tries to get out of the way of your car? Like, I crushed that skunk the other day. He just made a mistake
going back.
Yes, exactly. Like, the deer's is like, oh, look at this giant thing moving at 40 miles an hour. Let me stand here and see what's going to happen. God, they're so stupid. All right, let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's pretty effing cool, and I'm not even this guy. I'm not this guy.
I hope you're not this guy.
Well,
if it's what I think it is.
Did you see what this is? Have you seen this?
Well, I think based on what you said earlier, I have an idea.
All right, look, I think that if every man was being honest, they want a reason to wear one of these. That every guy thinks they would be cool wearing one of these. And this finally gives every man a reason to wear one of these.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Kimmy in the big girl chair, terrible time Timmy behind the board, Tommy's still on vacation, and he should be here for this, because this would give him a reason to wear one of these. Belt buckles are pretty badass, Timmy, right?
No.
Okay. You're talking about like the big chunky ones, like cowboys.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Big ass.
Yeah, I'm all set on that.
Embellished belt buckle. Well, yeah, because you'd fall forward.
Listen, I can appreciate one, but it's got to be on the right person.
Okay, fair enough.
Am I that right person? Do you think I could rock a belt buckle and not be an absolute joke?
You do seem like you'd have a novelty belt buckle, though.
Yeah, but one that's like not like tough guy, like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man face. Remember back like in the early 2000s when belt buckles were popular and you get whatever belt buckle you wanted?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Ford F-150 pickup truck, Ford has partnered with a Utah company that makes trophy belt buckles for a wearable creation they're calling the Truckle.
Okay.
It's a giant-ass belt buckle. It looks like it's silverish in color. It's got the front of an old Ford F-150 on it. It says F-150 1975. It's got a bunch of designs in it. And the belt buckle itself looks cool. But what makes this Truckle unique, the key fob from your truck fits into a compartment in the belt buckle.
Yeah.
So you can open, lock,
and what do you got to do, like put your crotch to the car?
No, it's close to it, so it works. You know, it's like it's in your pocket. So you can operate your vehicle with just your belt buckle.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Why? I mean, what do we do? Like, these ideas are so fun and fancy, they could just simply not do it. Just have a key. What are we doing?
I have a question. So if somebody wants to steal your vehicle, they got to get their hands on your belt buckle.
That's right.
They're going to have to steal your pants.
I mean, it'll be the most
romantic. Now you are without pants and without a car.
But it will be the most romantic carjacking you've ever been a part of. No, but they wouldn't know that the key fob is in your belt buckle. It doesn't say anything on it that indicates the key is in your belt buckle.
Yeah, but if it becomes a common thing.
Okay, but no, you brought up another point. It's a security feature because you'd be like, I don't even have my keys.
Is it?
Well, how are they going to know it's in your belt buckle?
And then you get in your car and you go away.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I love this, and I want this.
No.
I'm surprised this is something you're interested in.
I've kind of been looking for a reason to wear a giant belt buckle.
But you got to have a little country in you to rock a belt buckle.
Is a belt buckle
like, you got to be
thing?
From, like, you know, you got to live near a cornfield.
Okay. Is a belt buckle a country thing or a tough guy thing? Because I would argue it's more a tough guy.
I always thought you have to have a little bit of like that blue collar tough guy.
I'm not blue collar. Grew up in Gates. That's a blue collar working class town. No.
What's the most blue collar job you've had?
Every job but this one. Every job but this one. They all sucked. It was awful.
Okay. No. It's just not you. It's not you. It's not that you can't rock it. I would just it's off putting.
All right, so take the truckle out of it, right? Yeah. Let's say tomorrow I came in with a big ass silver belt buckle.
Yeah.
Right? You would make fun of me for that?
You have to have the right outfit for it. You can't be wearing what you're wearing now with that belt buckle. You have to get your whole style would have to change.
Okay, so 20 years ago.
You have to be a man of flannels.
I have flannels. I wear flannels.
And pants that you call dungarees.
I don't have those. All right, so 20 years ago, in a collectible shop, I bought a giant-ass Bills metal belt buckle that I have owned that entire time.
Yeah.
And I've never worn it because I've been afraid to wear it.
Did you buy it with the intent to wear it, or did you buy it thinking this is a fun thing to own?
Both. At the time, I was like, oh, that's cool. I've never seen it. I want it. And I got it for like 10 bucks. But like the plan was to eventually wear it.
Yeah. Right? Okay, you could wear it on game day. I think you could wear it as kind of a joke.
All right, so here's the problem.
You can't wear it because it matches your outfit.
I was 300 pounds when I bought it, and I tried it on once, and I realized that my gut folded over the top of it, and it hurt. I was in pain, so I couldn't wear it. But I think now—
It takes a sturdy man to rock the belt.
No, it does, because I've seen big fat guys in belt buckles, and I don't know how you guys do it, because it literally creases the middle of your gut when you sit down and it falls over your pants. Like, it's painful.
Okay. So maybe you're out on the belt buckle.
No, but then. I think I can make it work because I forgot I had it. It's in my closet.
What did your wife say about the belt buckle? Because that's who really you need to get your advice from.
I don't know because I've never asked her. It's never come up. I don't know what my wife would think. What if your husband put a belt buckle on? Would that bother you?
I can't see him with the belt buckle.
He's not tough enough to wear a belt buckle?
It's not that he's not tough enough. He's just never rocked that style before. I think it would take some getting used to. I'm not saying he couldn't pull it off, but I don't picture it.
All right, so here's the thing about the belt buckle on guys. Again, we're talking about what's called a truckle. It's to celebrate the Ford F-150's 50th anniversary. Ford teamed up with this belt buckle company. By the way, these things are $200 each.
Yeah.
You can put your key fob in the belt buckle, and your belt buckle acts now as keys for your truck. And it's awesome looking, and I want one for my Honda Pilot. But when it comes to the belt buckle, guys in jewelry, you have to be a very special man to pull off jewelry.
I would say like accessories in general.
But that's what I mean. I feel like the belt buckle is the accessory, a shiny accessory for a guy that you can get away with wearing the easiest. If I wore a necklace.
But it's going to stand out the most. I wouldn't think twice of you wearing a necklace or a watch or earring, whatever your jewelry of choice is. The belt buckle to me would be the more surprising item.
Okay, I disagree. I look like an idiot in necklaces. I can't wear necklaces.
But you're not used to it. But if I saw you, if I didn't know you and you came in a necklace, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Earrings?
Well, again, if I didn't know you and that was just your style, if that's the first way, like how I met you, I met you with that jewelry on,
okay.
I would just be used to it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like if I got into a phase of embellishments, mm-hmm. right? Like I can't go to earrings or necklace or rings. I'm going to look like a total jackass. Yeah. But I feel like the belt buckle is the easiest entry point for guys that want to be a little shiny. Your mic's off. What'd you say, Timmy?
So that's your gateway?
Yeah. Well, do you disagree? Like if Timmy started wearing necklaces that weren't made of baseball material.
Rope.
Yeah. Like, he would look like an idiot. You don't have earrings, right?
Correct.
You don't wear rings.
Right.
You never won a championship.
Yeah, a few. But the
accessories you could wear with anything, the belt buckle has to go with whatever, with your wardrobe. Like, you'd have to change your wardrobe to wear that belt buckle. Much like guys who, like, you ever meet somebody that'll try something new? Like, for instance, my husband bought cowboy boots that one time.
Yeah, yeah.
And as much as he loved them, he realized, I have nothing to wear with these cowboy boots.
Okay.
And so they've sat and collected dust for years now.
But I feel like you may have been a bad influence.
No, I honestly didn't mind the cowboy boots. He just, like, when he put them on and he looked in the mirror, he was like, this is not me.
Why'd he buy them then?
I don't know. Spur of the moment. He was in Austin, Texas, so I think he got caught up in that vibe, you know?
Then
he came home and he was like, oh, This isn't it.
Like, of all the cities in Texas to buy cowboy boots, you went to Austin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, you know, the reason why Kimmy's husband can't wear a belt buckle is because where would you put it on a pair of joggers?
Oh, good question. Good yeah. Call, you Mark, don't have yeah. to belt up yeah. your jogger.
He doesn't have the right jeans for it.
Mark, are you a belt buckle guy?
Well, you know what? I was at one time. I used to love wearing a belt buckle.
What made
and
you
now that I've lost the weight, I should get back into belt buckle.
No, but you know what I'm saying. When you're a fat guy, it hurts your stomach when you wear the belt buckle, right?
I do remember the pain, yeah. I do. I'm gonna bring it back out there. I think I'm gonna bring back, you know what? Belt buckle in jean shorts.
Don't
no. See, this is the problem.
Well, what's the problem?
Like if we encourage this, men are not gonna know how to put the belt buckle together, the whole outfit together.
Nope. Once you do it, you can't undo it.
I do kind of wish jean shorts would come back. I'm not going to lie.
Shorts? Don't. Some guys never give them up.
Yeah, don't wear jorts, Mark, just for the sake of everybody.
I gave them up, but I like them.
Okay.
All right, just chill there.
See you, Mark. There, let it go.
This is the problem.
There are way more people that cannot rock a belt buckle than can, and they don't realize
it. But maybe it's because we haven't seen it enough. Maybe if we start seeing it more, you're going to realize, like, oh, the belt buckle is, you know, it's not as jarring as I thought it was. I'm going to go get a belt buckle today. That's what I'm going to do.
I would literally look like I can't even say it on the radio. Like if I put a belt buckle on, forget about it. No.
Aren't belt buckles supposed to like mean something, like represent something? I always thought like people that wore the belt buckles like it was
you won
like,
a rodeo.
Yeah, like it was an accomplishment of some sort.
It's like a rodeo.
Stolen trip. Valor.
Stolen rodeo valor. All right, fine, whatever. I'm gonna do it and you're not gonna realize how good I look in that belt buckle too. Right. You're like, wow.
Well, give it a try.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.